So one of the things that you all have asked about, based on having Mark McDonald up here the last 2 years, is, you know, how can you get access to the CIO research? I know a lot of you came up afterwards, came up in a lot of the one-on-one discussions. And so we just wanted to let you know that we've now gotten approvals from our folks internally, pricing, product research, you know, systems, and we've put together an add-on for you to add on to the Gartner for Business Leader offering. This is a new content area that is available to you guys for the very, very first time. Many of you have told us that you're interested in accessing this content to help understand the CIO, help your executives work more closely with CIOs. Number two, your marketing folks to understand what's on the mind of the CIO, understand their IT initiatives, their business initiatives. And many of you are looking at this for your senior sales execs, senior account execs, sales professionals, sales managers. And so this is something that you've asked for in the last few years. Really appreciate your feedback in shaping a lot of this. You've given us feedback in where you'd apply it, and we took that back to the organization and actually built and now delivered something. So if you're interested in this, talk to your account executives. That's something you've asked for the last couple of years. Something that we wanted to end up on. As many of you know, we have a running list of items that we all work together on, AR Community and Gartner together. And some of those things include many of the topics that we chatted about here today. It includes the vendor briefing process. It includes the Magic Quadrant process. It includes requests for things like two-hour SaaS. Peter brought up Peer Connects, and we had some folks in the audience ask about that. So usually what we do around this time of the year is to gather these items up and say, okay, what have we actually accomplished in the last 12 months together? Number one, the CIO insights. You can see that we've delivered that now out to you guys, so that's available to you. Something that didn't come up during Peter's conversation, which is very important to you guys, which is research on time delivery. That is now an objective of the analysts. So it's in their objectives. Delivering research on time according to the schedules that you now have at your disposal up on the AR Community site, the spreadsheets you can download that indicate when Magic Quadrants, for example, are going to be delivered, those delivery time frames are within the analyst's objective. So that was a big step in terms of this past year of Peter's statement that said, this is very important to us. We know that there are aberrations to that, and we're continuing to get better and better with that. But I wanted you guys to know that that's something, based on your feedback, that it's been, you know, driven into the objectives of the analysts. Jenny mentioned the Magic Quadrant process, and as we've learned from many of you, that there's a couple of key things that you would like us to continue to work with you on. Number one is really this efficient and coordinated way of gathering data. You are asked to submit surveys, sometimes a little bit later than what you'd like. It doesn't give you a lot of time. You're asked to submit references. And especially for those of you who play in several markets, sometimes the information requests from the analyst are not as coordinated as they could be. So we talked about the fact that we're having a focus group here to start this process, and we hope to vet what we believe would be a key set of requirements on how Jenny's team would manage the changes in the research process, how the analysts work with all of you as AR professionals. We know how much time you invest in this. Some of you have shared with us where it's hundreds of hours per Magic Quadrant, and we really, really appreciate all of that extra work and labor that you put into that. And so we want to be able to look at steps on how to streamline that, how to make that more efficient and more effective for both. Nancy talked about the quote policy liberalization, and I know there's other things that Nancy's working on as well based on your feedback in that category. You know, perhaps this is an area where I'd love to get a show of hands here. And thanks for, you know, asking the question about Peer Connects, that I'd love to see a show of hands if, based on what you heard from Peter today, how valuable it would be to add Peer Connects into the Gardner for Business Leader platform for all of you as AR. Is that something that you'd be interested in by a show of hands? Okay. All right, good. So it sounds like something worth pursuing, and we'll add that to the product roadmap and begin to interview many of you to flesh that out. That's pretty much it. Wanted to end up there. Mention that you can go to the Analyst Relations community site. Many of you may have noticed that we've begun to publish a newsletter every other month now, as opposed to every quarter. So you're seeing a lot more information up there about changes in the research organization, interviews with research leaders about new content and coverage areas, about new methodologies. And so you should continue to see the newsletter out there every other month. So with that, I wanted to see if there were any other... Yes.
Quick question.
Yep.
This is the first time I've actually seen this, and a lot of my past colleagues and I have wondered about where to find the research agendas, other than just call up your analysts and do inquiries and ask, is it actually right there?
Yes, it is. So actually, on the footer of any one of your portal pages, you'll see the phrase Analyst Relations. You can click on that. It'll take you to this page, and on the right-hand side there in the resources bar, you can click into a spreadsheet that will access when the branded research is to be delivered by quarter. It'll name the specific magic quadrants and such. There's also other resources. By the way, the charts from this presentation here today will be posted up on this site probably in the next 24 hours or so. And there's also on this site access to previous newsletters, best practices and things like VBs, inquiries, and other strategies related to analyst relations. This is where you can also, if you have a need to dive more deeply into the quote policy areas that Nancy talked about, you can click here and find that. The next newsletter is actually going to include an update on Gartner's vertical industry strategy from Bruce Bond. Number two, it's actually going to include the details about the revised Magic Quadrant process that Teresa Ryan, who works for Jenny, has come up with, so you can see that. We'll post that up there for you. And that's it. So I want to thank you all for coming. We're all going to be convening to Mockingbird, I believe is the name of the room. We've, as Nancy said, yes, we got another question here. Good. Yeah, I guess with the hurricane coming, we've brought it inside, so it made some sense.
Actually, I have two questions. One, you brought up a point that I wanted to revisit, which is looking for the quals for the vendor briefings and such, and being in the federal government market space, sometimes you have customers who aren't going to talk to you. Or can't. Any recommendations for us in managing this analyst relationship would be appreciated. And the second is, I'd like to get the full slide deck from today's briefing. Is it going to be available here or through the normal login for the symposium?
So I want to make sure I understood the first part of the question. Jim, you may not want to walk away with the microphone because she may have to help me on this one. It sounded like the first question was, if you're serving the federal government where references are thin, what's the strategy for working with the analysts on that? Was that the question? It's a great question. Was with another vendor yesterday who serves the federal government, and the White House in particular can't necessarily talk about a lot of those things. I think the best way to handle that is to look at your references from a perspective of, first, anonymity. Number two, flush out of those references what are some of the key characteristics that are going to drive some of the evidence that you're going to give to the analysts. If you're 100% serving the government and you can't talk about those references, that's perhaps a little bit of a challenge. I suspect that given some of the under NDA relationships that some of our analysts do have with the government, it might be a way to take that avenue in order to, they may be helping some of those organizations, and under that agreement, be able to have a conversation. I don't know, Nancy, do you want to add anything to that?
That, you know, when the discussions that analysts have with the reference customers, that they'll never divulge who those are, and they'll never give, that there will, even in the published research, there's never going to be any way to, you know, find out who that is, and they're not going to give specifics from that. So they should know that while the analysts are doing data gathering and will be publishing their findings, they're not going to say, well, this government reference said this. They'll say, hey, this is what we generally found. So from that perspective, they're not going to be, you know, found out.
And then the second part of your question, I'd love for you to ask that again, please.
Thank you. So just as a follow-up to that point, I mean, some of the customers, three-letter agencies, if I may say that, even though they'd love to tell you, they cannot, but the work that we may have been doing is totally in line with the analysis that's being done. So, you know, part of what I find as a challenge is how to advise our subject matter experts to say, this is worth having the conversation with the Gartner analysts.
Yeah. It's a tough one. And again, I think I would pursue, you know, the channel of many of our analysts do work with the government, and some of them even have high security clearance based on that work. So through that avenue, that might be one to pursue. Other questions? All right, great. Thanks so much, everyone, for coming. And Mockingbird is the cocktail reception.